This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, September 11. Lament. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 79. O God, the nations have invaded your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have reduced Jerusalem to rubble. They have left the dead bodies of your servants as food for the birds of the sky, the flesh of your own people for the animals of the wild. They have poured out blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there is no one to bury the dead. We are objects of contempt to our neighbors, of scorn and derision to those around us. How long, Lord? Will you be angry forever? How long will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your warmth on the nations that do not acknowledge you, on the kingdoms that do not call on your name. For they have devoured Jacob and devastated his homeland. Do not hold against us the sins of past generations. May your mercy come quickly to meet us, for we are in desperate need. Help us, God our Savior, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your namesake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Before our eyes, make known among the nations that you avenge the outpoured blood of your servants. May the groans of the prisoners come before you. With your strong arm, preserve those condemned to die. Pay back into the laps of our neighbors 7 times the contempt that they have hurled at you, Lord. Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will praise you forever. From generation to generation, we will proclaim your praise. Jesus taught us to pray, "Your kingdom come," and this reminds us that the world we live in needs the refreshing goodness and wholeness of God's kingdom. As we recognize that the world is profoundly broken, we know that its ultimate healing will occur only when the fullness of God's kingdom has finally come. Today, millions of people recall the terrorist attacks that took place in the United States 17 years ago. The events of 9/11 and all other examples of violence, injustice, and suffering bring us to lament. In desperation, we cry out, "How long, Lord?" We implore God to do something, to punish evildoers, and to defend all who suffer as innocent victims. We also go a step further in our lament. We remind God of the promises he has made, and we dare to call him to account to keep those promises in line with his character. We cry out to the God who is all-powerful and who in divine humility permits us to speak with such boldness in prayer. That's what we do when we pray, "Your kingdom come." If you're hurting or if the brokenness of the world has moved you to lament, take heart. Prayers of lament are also prayers of hope as we anticipate the completion of God's kingdom promises. Our prayers play an important role in the coming of his kingdom. Pray with me. Lord, the pain of life in this broken world leads us to cry out to you for help. Lord, heal our hurts. Lord, bring your kingdom. Lord, be our peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.